Austin South by Southwest Festival has turned over from movies and technology to music before drawing to a close this weekend. The annual event is a magnet for filmmakers, movie stars, internet execs, musical heavyweights, would-be rock stars, and enough techies, coders, and developers to give it the nickname of Summer Camp for Geeks. Adam Jones is a kind of media mashing guy himself. The digital content creator of the Stay-at-Home Dad web series on Comedy Central's Adam.com, he's also done commercial campaigns for NASCAR, Axe, Verizon, and other big brands. He's based in New York City and in New Hampshire and is an active member of Word of Mouth's Facebook community, where we found out that he was going to South by Southwest Interactive. He just came back from Austin yesterday and is here with his takeaway of the South by Southwest Interactive Festival. Adam, great to have you back.
Thank you, Virginia.
I was looking just through the schedule of South by Southwest Interactive. It's dizzying. Every day, at every hour, there are about six or seven different sessions going on.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. The guidebook is the size of Concord's phone book.
What are some of the sessions?
There's the keynotes. There's usually four keynotes, and they get some really, really amazing sort of innovators, people that are making you think about more groundbreaking kind of ideas. You've got everything from that down to things that are sort of separated by country. We popped in on something that was just nothing but Israeli startup companies. In the periphery of the venues, most of it, which is centered around the Austin Convention Center, I believe the attendance of this year's interactive only, not including film and music, was 19 or 20,000 people.
Whoa.
So Austin is literally overrun. There is not a hotel room to be had. And then the whole downtown area, every parking lot is converted into, you know, the Nike stage, the Mashable tent, the Tumblr party. All these parties are sponsored by anything from Canon to Vimeo. You know, they bring in the best DJs from all around the world. You know, even within one party, you'll see 10 different startups or companies being represented. If you're standing there checking your email, a girl will come up to you in short shorts and ask you if you want to tweet a beer. They had a FedEx promotion walking around where it was a person in a spacesuit that was branded with FedEx, and the body of it was covered with nothing but USB things so you could charge your phone in this person's body.
Whoa.
But, you know, you're standing there staring at the FedEx logo the whole time. In a way, the party scene, the overwhelming number of talks, it's almost like the internet itself. You kind of need to figure out a way you're going to filter it.
So maybe they partied really well from the startups to the big names. But the initial grumbles about South by South Interactive, the conference itself, is that there weren't any real standout debuts or surprises. How about your experience?
The first thing that really kind of blew my mind was one of the keynotes that I saw by a woman named Amber Case. She considers herself what she calls, I believe it's a cyber anthropologist.
Yeah, I read about her. She sounds fascinating.
Amazing. So she starts off by suggesting that we're all cyborgs.
And really?
Yep. You are. I am. We are connected with the internet and with our mobile device. We walk around and we depend on it to interact with cyberspace all the time, just like a scuba diver depends on an external device to go underwater or an astronaut does a spacesuit to go into space. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if we're depending on these things, how are we constantly interacting with it? And that leads to the idea of this other thing that blew my mind, where she's calling for the end of the interface.
Now,
the interface, we all are interfacing with our phones when we touch it, when I'm, say, searching through email, or God forbid I'm driving and I drop a call and I have to go back down and hit redial and find the person by scrolling through my contacts. And so you're going through five or six interfaces just to do each task. What her whole thing is, in a really physical sense, was that we're evolving to a place where we're truly going to be hands-free and heads-up. We're no longer going to be tethered to interfaces. One of the other big takeaways from South by this year for me was one thing that seems to be really sort of refining and evolving is the way that people filter their own experience online. So the other sort of money word you heard a lot bounced around is the three letters API, which means application programming interface. But really what that means is when you think of Spotify or Pinterest or Instagram and the way it operates on the Facebook platform, which is custom to you, these things are all sort of becoming codependent on each other, and that's the idea behind APIs. So when you hear a lot of these startups at South By talk about, and what I'm really excited about it is our new API, because it operates off a Tumblr, and when you go to Gizmodo, it gives you this thing on Spotify that allows you to post it to Foursquare. It's all becoming sort of interdependent.
Apps are just talking to apps, and is that what API is?
Yeah, it's like
interface between the apps.
Yeah, it's like an apocalypse.
Overrun with apps?
Yeah, David Michelle Davies, who's runs the Webby Awards and is sort of the curator of everything on the internet, was talking about how everybody's trying to find out what that next big app is going to be.
The funny thing that's been going around is that apps in Austin this week and in New York are like scripts in LA. Everybody's got one. Everybody's trying to pitch them to somebody. Everybody thinks their next big career move is going to be because of an app. Everybody wants to make it big on their app. And we're seeing a lot of that here at South By, where there's literally people just making apps. They're not making websites. They're not making videos. They're just making apps.
So is that what all the cool people say, South By?
Yeah. Yeah, I think unless you live in Austin.
And then you call it...
Get out of town while the New Yorkers are here.
So Amber Case, We're All Cyborgs, End of the Interface, really big part of the conference. I also read about Baratundi Thurston. He's digital editor of The Onion Online, which, of course, is the fantastic satirical website that I often refer to. He was another much-talked-about keynote speaker. What did he talk about?
One of his big points was that comedy communicates directly and instantly. We're seeing it online making its way into politics, making its way into news, blurring those lines because it lends itself to the short attention span of users everywhere.
Well, one of the premier producers, of course, of comedy right now online is Funny or Die. Tell us a little bit more about the background of Funny or Die.
What most people might know is that they are Adam McKay and Will Ferrell's brainchild online. They are probably, in the English-speaking world anyway, the biggest purveyor of comedy. They've got user-posted and user-generated comedy, but they also have a tremendous amount of original content that they produce to the tune of like 30 pieces per month. So they're growing, and they're also now getting into television, they're getting into movies, and God knows what else.
So short little pieces, but now they're turning into television producers. I mean, this is another big thing that we've heard about in the digital era. End of cable television. People are going to be producing their own content. How do we as viewers see it?
I mean, if you go back to the Consumer Electronics Show this year in Las Vegas, the big thing there was web-enabled television. And so, you know, the idea that someday the internet and your television are going to finally converge, I think, is finally here, as particularly in November, I think it was, when Google absorbed YouTube. So recently there's been an initiative by Google and YouTube to basically start producing professional content. So you're seeing some of the networks and some of the cable outlets having to react pretty quickly to what could be the end of broadcast television very soon, unless they adjust.
Adam Jones is digital content creator for the Stay at Home Dad series on Comedy Central and does several other commercial ventures. His work is based in New York, but he and his family live here in New Hampshire. He was deputized as word of mouth envoy to the interactive portion of South by Southwest. You can find more on Adam's work, including his new crowdsourced comedy project, Stranger Danger. The links are at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you for spending some time interacting with Word of Mouth today. All three live interview segments today came from ideas or suggestions posted to our Facebook page or our website. You can contribute your ideas, comments, and articles of interest there, too. Our Facebook page is Word of Mouth Radio, and we're on Twitter at Word of Mouth. Please keep them coming. Word of Mouth is worthwhile because of your financial support, your attention, and your time spent listening, and your feedback and ideas. Join us again at 9 o'clock tonight and on Monday at noon and online anytime at wordofmouthradio.org. Until next time, this is Virginia Prescott for Word of Mouth from listener-supported New Hampshire Public Radio.